Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Denmark is introducing compulsory military service for women for the first time ever. Now watch women there start getting pregnant in a hurry, and then conveniently miscarrying or getting an abortion once they no longer are responsible for going to basic training. Just because they get pregnant won't mean that the fertility rate and population will rise. I can guarantee you that it won't look anything like Starship Poopers. Women want equality, but it demands sacrifice. That's usually when they shuffle back into the kitchen. Up next, thank you Elon for allowing us to see what countries people on X are really from. Honey here is really just a Nigerian scammer. Increasingly, we're going to learn that this is really who's pushing all the cultural chaos on the internet in America, and the West in general. But do you honestly think that Elon revealing their location data will deter them? They'll just start using a VPN and creating accounts that look American-based. They will keep their grift going at all costs. Number 3, here's a step in the right direction. The province of Alberta in Canada is introducing the Peterson Bill, which will regulate the over-policing of social media posts. It would ban professional bodies from penalizing their members the way the School of Psychology went after Jordan Peterson, because he stood up against the idea of people forcing him to use certain pronouns. Unfortunately, this won't work because regulatory bodies don't follow existing laws that are meant to protect their members. This is a nothing burger. Moving on, remember guys that you can't afford a house, but illegal immigrants are able to get mortgages on this house. Now they're pissed off because now they're in Mexico thanks to an ICE raid, and they had to leave the house behind. You know what would be great is if they could actually hold lotteries for houses like this taken from illegals. Why let the banks get all the equity? Wouldn't that be great? Illegals building wealth and then just handing it off to the American citizen. How's that raspberry picking going for you guys? Number 5, they say that a trans woman's milk is as good as breast milk from a naturally born woman. Yes, because the British government is trustworthy. Maybe they're planning on taking men's rights away and turning us into wet nurses so that women can go back to their careers quickly after male milk farms are set up. Mark my words, at some point they'll try and use guilt to get men to take hormones and feed babies to atone for our so-called toxic masculinity. Up next, here's a map showing you countries with the quality of life compared to America. Only the Scandinavian countries, Germany and Australia, as well as Iceland and the UAE are better. Of course, this must be compared to the quality of life for the wealthier people in those countries. This only measures gross annual income. I can tell you that people in Italy, Switzerland, and Spain have a much better quality of life. Plus, I'm sure the quality of life is better in Japan from a lack of enrichment point of view. Number 7, this 100-year-old Holocaust survivor recalls surviving 12 camps. Sounds to me like the Germans were incompetent if they tried to end them in 12 different camps and still failed. I respect the Tiny Hats because they have a strong guilt-based culture internally with strong personal responsibility, but they can also switch to a shame-based morality to trigger the guilt in outside groups. It's quite genius, really. It's going to be interesting seeing those 120-year-old Holocaust survivors in another 20 years. Moving on, this woman says she's an abrosexual. That just means her attraction may change over time. She might be attracted to one gender for a while and then switch to something else. So technically that sounds like she's just bisexual, but wants to use shiny new terms to describe it so she can get even more attention. All I have to do is look at her nose to know that the mental illness is strong with this one. Number 9, here's another one seeking attention. This one is in her underwear to show everyone the imperfections that make us all perfect. All I see is a woman approaching retirement, but still needing that attention. She's fit for 60, but her face has already hit the wall and is quickly entering the wrinkly stage. Why do they want so much male attention? As if it's the main thing many of them live for. Up next, I never knew that Elton John was this based. When Ellen DeGeneres came out as gay, Elton John told her to shut up about it. Because we knew she's gay and for her to just be funny. She wonders what kind of support that is from a gay person. He's a gay male who hasn't taken the woke Kool-Aid, that's why. Women unfortunately are more likely to build their identities around sexual orientation, while men tend to build ours around what we do for a living. Number 11, if America was split in time zones and they had to fight each other, who would win? I say the Eastern Time Zone because it's got the biggest population as well as Appalachia, West Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Texas. Those alone would mop the floor with any invaders. The Pacific also has way too much soy. The Rockies are too small. The only real fight would come from the Central region because they've got lots of rednecks. And they're the most armed. Moving on, this woman says that Logic is anti-black. What is she envious of Logic and wishes to return to the Stone Age or something? At least she's got some nice chesticles there to look at while she raves and rants. Having people look at them is probably the primary reason for saying this sort of rage bait. I guess if you take what she has to say seriously, then you might be an idiot or racist these days. I'm also waiting for IQ tests to also be anti-black one day. Number 13, Tiffany shares the top 5 hobbies that are the least attractive to women. What I want to know is why they hate crypto so much, yet are more than willing to spend a man's crypto gains on themselves. They probably hate it because most of them don't understand it. I'm still not buying this list. Women will accept all of those things if you're tall and good-looking. They only mean those things for short and unattractive guys. Up next, it looks like the cops are cucked because they are sorry they put up an ad that features a dog with the Muslim community. And of course, when you just know it, this is in the UK. What won't they feel ashamed of? If someone has a problem with dogs, you know there's got to be something wrong with them. Muslims see them as impure. But a cat that's got brain-controlling parasites is just fine. According to Muslims, black dogs are a manifestation of evil in animal form, and being in the company of dog voids a person's good deeds. Number 15, Rowan says that she lives with 2 trans people, and she's certain of her female gender identity, and that being trans isn't contagious. Meanwhile, it's been a while, and Rowan is now 6 weeks into her transition into becoming a guy, and says they always knew it deep down. Obviously, that's conflicting information. Looks like that sweet, sweet desire for attention was just too much to ignore for her. This is why we used to lock trans people up, so the social contagion wouldn't spread. Moving on, meet Tanzania's first female president, and she's seeking re-election. All of her political opponents have been jailed or disqualified. Some have been abducted, and their whereabouts are unknown. Well, that's one way to win an election. By destroying your competition. Literally. Kinda reminds me of what happened with President Sheinbaum in Mexico. Remember, guys, there are negative consequences to allowing women to vote and hold office. Number 17, here are the winter low temperatures in the United States versus the warmest place in Canada, which is Victoria, British Columbia. It sounds like it's better to stay in Canada, but Victoria doesn't even go over 20 degrees Celsius in the middle of July. Plus, you have to deal with the rainy, depressing weather all year round. Even the so-called best parts of Canada suck. Plus, it's on an island off the coast of Canada. No thank you. Up next, here's what almost every commercial and TV couple looks like these days. This couple is enticing you to travel to London. No thanks, I think I'll pass. The UK has plenty of smaller and less diverse cities like Chester that I would be more likely to visit. I don't need to go to London for enrichment. I've got more than enough here in Canada alone. And quite often you see pictures of mothers and their kids like these as well. Doesn't she look so happy? Number 19, several men are facing a felony because they taunted a group of Muslims during an outdoor prayer by waving bacon at them. Whatever happened to freedom of speech? Obviously, the cops thought that they were trying to create a violent incident. Maybe next time they can walk around with a couple of jet black dogs. Because if Muslims are around a black dog, they believe that it cancels out all their good deeds. But ask yourself this. Why don't Muslims pray and block traffic in the streets in their own countries where they come from? They're just mocking Western men by doing this. Moving on, I love it when they get a taste of their own medicine. This woman transitioned into a man, and since they've transitioned and someone doesn't like something they say, they tell them that they're mansplaining. But they haven't changed the way they explain things since transitioning. This individual needs to stop complaining online because this is just trans mansplaining now. Isn't it wonderful when women experience actual sexism for the first time in their lives? And they don't know what it's like being a male. Number 21, this woman certainly got her freak on. She gave birth to twins, but each one is from a different father. She slept with a Chad and Tyrone mere hours apart, and got prankers. It's a rare thing, but she got the DNA test, and it was confirmed. It's a real story that happened in Brazil back in 2022. Now everyone is going to know she belongs to the streets, and put 2 hot dogs in her bun, and is going to be seen as a slut for life. Up next, speaking of DNA tests, some women uses the excuse that they're expensive, so that's why women shouldn't take them. That's their excuse and plausible deniability. Some guy gets back to her and says that they're still cheaper than raising another man's baby. How much do they cost, you ask? Only $130 to $200, or $300 to $500 if you're planning on using the information as admissible in court to get out of paying child support for a kid that isn't yours. Number 23, tech companies like Apple and Samsung are frustrated because Americans are holding on to their devices longer than ever, and it's costing the economy. poor tech companies can't boost their sales, so they're blowing the mother of all AI tech bubbles instead. But why replace our technology? My 5-year-old phone is still fast with a good battery. There's no need to replace it. Here's an idea. Maybe tech companies can innovate for a change like they used to. Moving on here, a couple of dads with their newborn daughter. A daughter, you say? Did they transition their baby boy barely out of the womb? What really bothers me is that they always take off their tops to pretend like they just gave birth themselves. I have to hand it to them, though. Most gay males choose to have sons instead of daughters. What's really scary is that your average gay couple are more likely to reproduce these days than career cat ladies. Number 25 in the last one, this woman named Kim was told that she was going to gain all the weight back that she lost 5 years ago, and she's happy to share with everyone that she's kept the pounds off. Again, I use these images as a thumbnail for clickbait. She also really lucked out because her chesticles stayed its large size. There's nothing as attractive as a skinny woman with big ones. While she might look good here, she did actually get skin removal surgery. But I suppose those scars are better than having tattoos. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.